In John chapter 11, we have Jesus again declaring that what is about to happen in Bethany, which is a suburb of Jerusalem, it's going to make it abundantly clear that he is the Son of God, worthy of glory and honor and worship, and that he and the Father are together, and that the Father is pleased with him. He will be holding out the gospel one more time to a defiant people, a rebellious people, and that gospel message will either soften their hearts or God will use it to harden their hearts, and it'll bring more and more condemnation upon their own heads. Could it be this today that you are here and you have continually rejected the offer Jesus has repeatedly made to you? You've turned away from it because you preferred living for yourself, having your pride, being your own God. And yet time and again, God has put you in the different scenarios where it's been made clear to you that to live for yourself is destruction, and that there is only one God, and it is to him that you will give an account for your life. And in God's grace and mercy, he has sent his one and only Son to carry your condemnation and suffer your consequences of sin so that you wouldn't have to suffer it, but rather you could have life forever through faith in Jesus Christ. And here you are again, hearing this message again. Will your heart be softened, or will you harden your heart against God further? And can I give you another warning? Jesus is about to go underground here in John chapter 11. His public ministry is about to be over, and he will retreat to private ministry. Do you know what that means? It means you don't dictate to God when and where you will hear and respond to his offer of grace in Jesus Christ. But you have this opportunity right now to respond to the offer God is making to you, and that offer is the greatest you will ever receive. You get all the reward for another man's work. You receive full justification from your sin, full pardon, full adoption into the family of God, freedom from the chains of sin, and life forever with God. If you would but turn from your sin and cast yourself upon Christ once and for all. That is salvation, and it is being held out for you today. So shake off the burden of sin and take up Christ in faith today. If you want to hear and learn more, visit us at lifeword.org. If you're a follower of Christ, when you pray today, please remember Stan and Donna Scroggins, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Spanish Lifeword broadcast that's heard throughout the Americas, the Caribbean, and Spain.